blocked. And we will go to overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Welcome back into Overtime, 7:02 for Hour 2. I'm Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, all next to me. Now, usually to start off Hour 2, we like to kick it off with headlines, but I want to take and slow it down real quick and give a little shout-out to Fulky, who sent me this little link of the undeniably best field hockey player of all time, Diane Chand. The winner of 3 Olympic gold medals and scoring more than 1,000 goals, Chand is often referred to as the best athlete in the history of the Olympics.
What?
The history of the Olympics.
The history of the Olympics. The field hockey guy is the best?
Yes. Apparently, he's undeniably the best. India-born, Chand was blessed to be a part of one of the best teams to ever play the game, and he is highly regarded as being a perfect example of sportsmanship and true Olympic spirit. While many may argue that he would have not been the same in the modern game, whatever the modern game is. Exactly. Like taller grass, whatever the hell that is. We disagree and have to honor the legend that he was.
That guy has more goals than Wayne Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah.
He's cold.
Wayne Gretzky had 894 goals.
I mean, it just says scoring more than 1,000. So, like, they didn't even put a number on it. They didn't even put a cap on it.
There's so many, they were like, it's over 1,000.
Broke the meter.
Yeah.
But now, I just wanted to give him a little praise. Chand, I'm sorry, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name, but RIP to a legend, one of the best Olympians.
He died?
I mean, I'm assuming.
Why? Why are you assuming?
Why is that your
assumption? Did you not see the picture that was on the article? Look at this picture.
Oh, it is. It's in black and white.
Is that
not him like 3/4 of the way down the page?
No, that's Rick Charlesworth.
Oh, that's just some random guy.
Yeah, that's just Rick Charlesworth.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to see if this guy's dead now. Now I'm too interested.
Oh, my God. You killed him. You killed this guy.
Hold on.
I hope they're like, yeah, he's fine. He's like 50.
No. Born 1905.
Oh, he's gone.
Dead December 3rd, 1979.
Apparently field hockey's been good. Well, hockey's extremely old.
And grass has been around longer than ice because water had to freeze.
Story checks out.
I mean, the science is there.
But no, he was born August 29th. So coming up, I'm definitely putting him on the birthday game. So if either of you
Speaking
are still here
birthdays.
On August 29th, yeah, you still got to get that set up.
Yeah, guys, I'm hosting birthdays
today, and he has just not done any work. But August 29th, he'll be coming up. Apparently, he was nicknamed the Wizard and the Magician.
Ooh, solid names.
Apparently, he served in the British and Indian Army. He was a major in the British Indian Army and in the Indian Army. He played center forward. This guy's a legend. I'm just scrolling through. And he's just apparently one of the most legendary figures in Indian and world hockey. Wow.
Amazing.
He's the GOAT.
He really is the GOAT. Like, I don't know if you realized this when you sent me that article, Folky. That guy's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT. I don't know if the mic picked that up.
It totally did, yeah. It did.
Excuse me.
The tiniest little burp.
I thought Folky might have helped me by turning off my mic when he saw me put my hand over my mouth, but I had to let that one rip.
Okay.
Anyways.
Are we doing headlines?
Yeah, hit the bumper, Folky. headlines. I got two. You got one?
I have at least one. I actually have two.
You got two. Folky, you have any?
Headlines?
Yeah, do you have any? Do you know our headlines game? We do. It's not really a game. It's more of a segment.
Just find a cool, funny headline.
Like every show has a headlines segment. So we figured, why not be the same? But being the night show, no one wants to hear the same headlines every single time at the beginning of each hour. So we decided to find the stories that people are not going to hear about. We decided to find the real hard-hitting news, like this story from NBC. 15 adults may have been hospitalized after drinking methanol-contaminated hand sanitizer. 4 died. More than 100 products have been flagged by the FBI for methanol contamination.
They drank what?
Well, that's not the point of the story. It's that it's contaminated.
What did they drink?
They didn't. It doesn't matter. It was contaminated.
I thought you.
15
thought
adults have been
like...
poisoned after drinking hand sanitizer that contained methanol. The Center of Disease Control and Prevention reported Wednesday. Methanol or wood alcohol. It was contaminated. Methanol or wood alcohol is a toxic chemical that can lead to hospitalization or death if ingested.
But why are they ingesting hand sanitizer?
It was contaminated. It doesn't matter what they did. It's on the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration first warned of hand sanitizers with possible methanol contamination in June, citing 9 products from Mexico. Since then, the list has grown to more than 100. The CDC recommends hand sanitizers that contain either ethanol or isopropanol. Sure. Which are also alcohols, but not methanol, hand sanitizers should never be ingested.
Wow.
So at least it ends on that note, because that's where I'm going to stop reading. I just thought that was shocking, that we let contaminated hand sanitizer get... Like, what do you do when you have a cleaning product that's been contaminated?
How don't
do you...
drink it. Don't drink it at all.
How do you clean a contaminated cleaning product?
You don't. You throw it away.
But how do you clean it?
You don't.
Should we go out and see what type of hand sanitizer we have in the lobby?
You go to Trauma.
Just take a couple shots.
Do the taste test. Do the Pepsi challenge with all the damn hand sanitizer. All
right, coming up next segment, we'll be doing...
Nope.
CDC Survivor.
Nope. No, we're not. Nope. Well, you do that on your own time.
We're
going
to blindfold each other, and I'm going to take the brands off, and we'll see if we can tell between Germex and Purell and Kroger brand.
I can definitely tell. I can definitely do that.
All right, give me your headline.
I have a much better uplifting story. This guy is a legend. His name is Raymond Harrington.
Just read me the headline, man. I don't need your lead in.
Man buys 25 identical lottery tickets for the same drawing, wins 25 times.
It's a great headline.
This guy, yeah, he's from Virginia. He went out and the lottery tickets were a dollar each, and he bought 25 of them. Made all of them the same number, the same numbers. It was a pick 4 drawing. He picked 4640, and that was the winning numbers. So every single ticket he had was a winner. So he won $5,000 25 times. Do the math, Will.
Five times five.
$125,000.
Jeez!
Yeah, this man spent $25, won the lottery 25 times, and now... He says he plans on using the money to help his 2 sons who are in college.
So he won $125,000?
Yeah.
That's really, like, when you think about it,
he said something.
That's really
just
not
told
that
me.
Much money.
For $25, though?
Okay, for $25, like, if I let you hold a $25 bill, and then you gave
me
back.
And then I was like, hey, man.
Here's a $125,000 bill.
No, I would just be like, here's your $25 back. I'll go on with my $1,200.
Is this money taxed, too? You broke my heart yesterday with that.
They tax lottery winnings as well.
That's Bray.
Yeah, have you never heard of that? Like, do you take the lump sum or do you take the cash payments over your life?
Lump sum.
You do not take the lump sum.
Cash payments.
What's cash payments?
Okay,
so you get paid to not do anything?
You play the Mega Millions. You win $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take the lump sum, which is however many percent. Do you know the percent off the top of your head, Folky?
It's probably 10.
No, it is.
It's
got to
be at least 12.
No, you.
I'll find it.
You get,
of course, Folky will.
You get a large sum of money of the lottery winnings, but not all of it.
Yeah.
Or you can get $200,000 payments. You know, or you can get like payments once a month. You know, $50,000 a month for the next 20 years.
Okay, that's nice.
Do you have a guess, Will?
It's got to
be
at least
the percentage that you get in the lump sum.
The percentage.
That's taken out.
Higher.
It's higher than 20%?
43%.
Lower.
Well, then just tell me.
37.
They tax it 37%. You busted. I win. Price is Right rules.
Shout out. No, but shout out. 37. We only have 37 listeners.
Shout out to all those people.
Have you not gotten that inside joke yet, guys?
No.
Maybe it's only a 3-and-out thing.
I think it's a 3-and-out thing. Yeah.
Well, this is my show, so I'm making this thing, too.
Okay.
Sorry. Is that your whole headline? Because I like that story. I mean, I'm just a little confused.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Yeah. Like that, but that, I have another one. But
you had so much hype up to just winning $125,000.
The guy, it's funny that he played 25 identical lottery tickets, and I mean, and he hit, and so they all won. Otherwise, if he plays just one, he gets $5,000.
That's a good point. I don't know. That's
going
not that
from
exciting.
$5,000 to 125.
Like that's not bad, but it's not that much money on a lottery ticket, man. Like that's unimpressive.
Okay.
I get excited when I do a scratcher and get a free ticket.
I've never done a scratcher. Have you ever, if you ever win the lottery, would you remain anonymous or would you want people to know?
Do you
want to
be anonymous? Yes.
Would you be anonymous?
Yeah, I'd be anonymous.
I would let everyone know. Every single
human. You'd be that guy. That
every
just,
single human
go,
being.
Dude.
Every
know,
single
like,
human being is going to know I got money.
Yeah. Don't you don't
That's
want that?
Not a good thing.
Yes, you do. You want to put everyone in their place.
Dude, there's a reason why all these lottery winners that like publicize it, they're broke within like 5 years.
Yeah, because they're not smart. They don't know how to contain their money.
It's because every single person
they don't know how to bubbleize their money
within 30 miles comes running up. Hey man, yeah, I just had this back surgery. I was just hoping all my medical bills, I'm in a lot of debt.
I don't
and there
care.
There you are
you,
with $150 million.
Are you going to tell me that
and
you think I'm the type of person to be nice to somebody?
No.
I'm the type of person to give handouts?
They'll rob you because you're not nice.
I can fight.
You said the other day that you couldn't.
I can't fight.
We made that clear.
I can't fight. No, dude, I would definitely go public. I don't care. Like, it's the same as, like, if I get famous or if I blow up. Overnight, as an overnight sensation. Like, you don't get to choose your anonymity.
Even those burgers almost did it for you.
Oh, so close. So close. My headline today is coming from USA Today. Walmart launching drive-in movie theaters at 160 stores amid COVID-19. Here's how you reserve a parking spot. Would you go to a Walmart drive-in?
Like, a Walmart drive-in?
From August 14th to... through October 21st, the retailer will have 320 movies showing at 160 of its stores, including E.T., The Extraterrestrial.
Seen it.
The Wizard of Oz.
No one's seen that one either.
Black Panther.
I haven't seen Black Panther.
I've seen it three times.
I've seen Endgame and Infinity War, so pretty much the same thing.
As well as animated movies like Cars and The Iron Giant.
Cars. Iron Giant is it's a classic.
I liked Iron Giant.
Okay. I was really nervous.
It wasn't bad.
I was really nervous that was going to be one of yours. What's the Iron Giant?
what's
the Iron
that's
Giant?
That's a really good impression of me. Well, what's the Iron Giant?
Yeah. That's how you would have said it.
Walmart in early July announced plans to show free movies which are being curated. My favorite part of this is just like me trying to read. That's my favorite part of this whole entire segment is me trying to read. Curated by the Tribeca Film Festival and on Wednesday released a list of movies with dates and cities where the movies would be shown.
I have a theme, by the way, in my headlines.
Is it lottery? I'm going to sign up real quick for this free lottery ticket, for these movie tickets. I'm going to see if Knoxville has one real quick. But yeah, I mean, would you go to there's four showings in Knoxville. There's one on
Walmart drive-ins?
Yeah, there's four showings. I don't know which Walmarts, but okay. There's one on September 11th, September 12th, September 15th, and September 16th.
Oh.
And it says check back soon for added dates. So okay. I just thought that was dope. Like just showing up to a Walmart to watch a drive-in.
Yeah. I would do it.
I wouldn't.
I would. Actually, no. On second thought, I'm not going to a Walmart to watch a movie. I have all the capabilities to stream.
Like you could just definitely walk into that Walmart for the price of that ticket, buy six movies out of their giant bins that they have, and then walk home and watch those six movies.
Some of those bins are really gross.
Really? I have never been
I used to work at Walmart.
I've never been in a bin.
No, but I remember multiple times at the Walmart that I worked at, location undisclosed, men would put their spit bottles of their, smokeless tobacco products.
Oh, dip. I got you.
In the bin. No lid. And it would go over every DVD, CD. It was the most disgusting thing.
That's also you working at the Granger County location.
There's not a... buddy.
Is there not a Walmart in Granger County?
You obviously you obviously don't know Granger County, buddy.
I've never
Walmart's
been.
Walmart's a little ritzy for us, all
really?
Right? Yeah.
See, I've never...
We got $2 stoves. That's... I mean, I'll give you a rundown right now in about 10 seconds. Everything that's in the city of Rutledge.
Okay.
I'm timing it.
There's two gas stations, one red light, a Dollar General, a Family Dollar, a Pizza Plus, the Down Home Restaurant, which is fantastic. It's a home family ran restaurant.
Okay.
It's fantastic. A Hardee's and a Subway. Done.
17 seconds.
You forgot to say done. That's on you. I mean, yeah, okay.
That's it.
Go for your story.
So this one's not as good as I thought it was. I'm not doing this lottery ticket. I don't care. That guy, a pocket knife's down on his car. Congrats. Who cares?
What?
The Japanese police chased a wild boar for hours in a Japanese city the other day. It got loose.
A wild boar chased what?
There was a wild boar loose in this city.
Oh,
here's a picture of the cops chasing it. Look at them go. They got masks on, too. They know what they're doing.
The wild boar does not have a mask on.
The wild boar does not care about COVID.
What an ass.
He's canceled. But yeah, it lasted for hours. These cops in I'm trying to get the name of the city. It was the Fukuoka.
Are you trying to get us fined?
Fukuoka.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you too. Okay?
In the Chuo Ward of Fukuoka. Spotted the boar running loose around Ohori Park.
Chill out, man. Chill out.
But yeah.
You got any more slurs in you?
Kiyofumi Yasukuchi.
That one was amazing. That one, that Folky, you have a headline. Coochie is how we're ending that one. You got a headline?
I do. California woman dreamed about eating engagement ring. Woke up to find that she really did.
Woke up to find out. Yep, did it. That's good.
What?
Quote, she has a quote in the article. I popped that sucker off, put it in my mouth, and swallowed it with a glass of water. She posted that on Facebook, apparently.
Why? Why would you do that?
How many serving sizes is a diamond ring? About 5 carats?
It's
2.4 carat.
Hey!
Come on, guy. You could have done a little better on the ring. Maybe she wouldn't have ate it.
Maybe don't make it so easy to swallow, and she won't swallow it, my guy.
That's right.
Come
actually,
on now.
I don't know if 2.4 carats is big. I don't know.
Size doesn't matter. It's like it's the thought that counts.
Oh, it's big. Oh, it's real big.
Really? Let me see the size of that sucker.
It's pretty solid.
Jesus!
Look at that. That's not.
That's not 2.4.
That's Martha Stewart's
wedding
ring.
That's a rock.
Ring. That's Martha Stewart's wedding ring.
Martha Stewart, dude.
Hot.
She got so hot. She got so hot. And that's how we're going to end this segment. Martha Stewart got hot, bro. This has been headlines and field hockey appreciation segment of Overtime. I'm your host, Will Stevens. You got Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, 546-8200. If you want to hop on here, 865-546-8200. We'll be right back. More Overtime on the other side. Welcome back in Overtime, hour two, trucking right along as well as we can. I mean, there's really been no breaking news or anything. What?
No, I'm still trying to figure out birthdays, but some great movies came out today.
You're just still setting up birthdays?
Dude, there's not many. There's not many.
Yeah, but I texted you like maybe an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. I was driving.
And you also said you wanted to do birthdays today.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
I mean, you could do the movie release dates if you need to, because those are technically birthdays.
We're not doing that.
Foggy, we got a caller?
We do.
Okay. You said it's David?
Get him in here.
No, let's bring David in here.
Let's get in here, David.
I don't know if he's going to regret it, but let's bring David in here.
Hope your name's David.
David, you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Long time listener, first time caller.
What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just wanted to say you forgot Neil Armstrong's birthday is today.
Yep.
It's Neil Armstrong's birthday today?
It's Neil Armstrong's birthday.
Was that one of the people on there?
I saw his name, yeah.
Was that one to be one of your top ones?
I don't know. I was considering, but I don't know.
All right, well, David won the birthday game before we played it.
Congrats, David.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. We get a prize?
No. You get bragging rights. You can tell everybody you know that you won the birthday game.
If you want to brag about that.
No, I don't know. I just know that one fun fact about Neil Armstrong's birthday today.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say, hey, Martha Stewart, totally hot.
Agreed.
Have you seen her pictures in the 70s? If not, Google them. Look
her
up.
Pictures in the 70s?
Yeah, she's got some fantastic calves.
Calves?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Martha Stewart in the 70s.
Oh.
Look it up.
Oh, how about that?
Okay.
Look at those calves.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Look, it's Martha calves Stewart. With a calf.
Oh, my God.
It's a
Will
calf.
Has found a picture of Martha Stewart with a cow.
It's with a baby cow, so it's calves with calf.
Oh, my God.
It's a calf-calf dilemma there.
It's amazing.
A little calf-calf paradox.
I might OD on calves.
I think we have something going here. You got a remedy?
No, don't need one.
No, might be more calves.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No, and I just wanted to say, if they're really going to do stuff with the lottery, have you checked out that Nike Dior Air Jordan 1 lottery they had? You had to spend over $100K in a year at Dior in order just to be considered for a raffle with them.
What? $100K?
Then just to buy a $10,000 pair of shoes.
So pretty much the rich get richer.
Well, the shoes will be $2,000, and then the resell on them are $10K now.
So you have to spend $100,000 at this store.
You had to be a preferred Dior member.
Wow.
Preferred buyer, customer with them.
That's pretty.
I'm so glad I'm not a sneakerhead.
I'm somebody who wants to be, but I'm too broke to be able to. Like, I look at the shoes, like I see they're coming up, and I'm like, ooh, those are awesome. I really want those. And then the day comes for them to drop. And I'm like, well, don't have $300 to waste on shoes, so I'll get them next time. That's pretty
much. It's
all
about diversifying the portfolio.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I want so many different kinds of shoes that, like, I just can't. I can't do it. I need to eat.
What was the one pair of shoes you guys wanted growing up that you couldn't have that now that you see them as you're growing up going, man, I could get those shoes again?
Reebok Zig-Techs.
Ooh.
Oh, those were
Reebok
so Zig-Techs, cool.
The John Wall version when he first came to the league.
Yes, when they were blue.
The blue,
yes.
White, navy blue, and red. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, those were awesome.
You might make me feel 8 years old again.
Oh man.
I remember I thought I was the coolest guy in the world when I showed up to school with Shocks on.
Old Nike Shocks.
Yeah, they were like the coolest.
The ones that make you jump higher?
Yes, they made me jump at least 6 inches tall, like higher.
Now, come on, it was more of a foot. Let's be honest.
I touched the net. Mom, I touched the net. It's my favorite Macklemore song.
Let's get him. Yeah, but no, I would say my shoe would be like a Presto Cage or one of those cool Adidas, like the Kobe, like Crazy Eights.
Yeah, oh, those are fire.
Yeah, those were really nice.
Those are good playing basketball in. But no, just one of the... Let you guys in on a little lottery that happened just back in April.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $100,000 just to have the privilege of purchasing shoes.
It's okay. It's all about the privilege, I know.
Yeah. Seems like some people have better privilege.
Hey, I got to get out of here, guys, but appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
you
the call, Dave.
Okay. You have a great
one. Thank you, man.
Later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been a sneakerhead. Sneakers
Dude,
have
I
never
really,
been my thing.
Like, I've got... When I was in high school, I was a...
I've always had a normal head. Well, big, but...
Like, I love shoes
a lot.
I can't buy them. Like, I know all the shoe names. Like, someone comes in wearing a nice pair of Jordans. I know the name of the colorway. I know what... But I don't own them because they cost a lot of money. And I don't have that. So, I mean, I can be the if you guys want to... If anyone wants to donate to my Cash App... I can become the station sneakerhead and just have really cool shoes.
I think John John's a little bit of a sneakerhead. John might really have
He has some nice Jordans.
He has a pair of those. I don't know if he bought them, but I know he showed me a picture of a pair of Tennessee custom color, Tennessee Titans custom colorway ones that were coming out. Oh my goodness! If he has those, then no one can beat him in my mind.
He's got some Yeezys he wears too.
I miss Yeezys.
They still make them. I mean, I like some of the new 370s they come out with, or 350s, not 370s.
I don't know, man. I've never, like you said, I've never gotten into it for the money reasons, but also it's just like it's never been a thing that struck me fancy.
I have the shoe apps, like, you know, like whenever a new Jordan 1 pops out, you know, I'm always looking at it.
But you're always staring straight into its eyes, but never buy it?
Yeah. I mean, my dream shoe is Air Jordan 1 Chicago's. You know, have you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
No.
Folky?
No, I have no idea. I wear the same pair of shoes every day.
Have you seen Spider-Verse, the movie?
No. I don't know
the animated Spider-Man movie?
I've never heard of that before.
Shut up.
No, I'm being genuine.
It's on Netflix. Watch that movie. It's the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen. It's fantastic.
It's animated, what?
It's fantastic.
You asked me to go home and watch anime?
It's not anime. It came out in movie theaters in America.
Okay.
It's a great movie. It's got Peter Parker. It's Spider-Man.
Okay.
Are you going to pretend that Peter Parker is like an actual actor?
It's got Peter Parker.
It has Peter Parker, Tom Hanks, and Billy Bob Thornton. Like, it's fantastic.
This is like, so many people were wowed by this. How have you guys not seen Spider-Verse?
I've heard of it. I'm not in Folky's boat. I've definitely heard of it, well, seen commercials, and seen memes about it. Miles.
Miles, yes. Is the kid who becomes Spider-Man. He wears Jordan 1 Chicago's, which is like a $400 shoe. I don't know why this, you know,
because
kid.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah, it's because it's a cartoon.
Never got that. Why would you wear real things in cartoons?
Well, it's in America. I mean, it's in New York.
That's true. Why is he wearing Chicago's?
Because they're a really cool shoe that goes really well with Spider-Man.
That's also fair. That's
like
a good point.
I mean, they're called Chicago's because they were what, you know, Jordan wore when he was playing for the Bulls.
It's another good point by you.
So, it's a great movie, though. Everybody should see that, and it's got he wears really cool shoes in it.
You want to know what we missed during headlines?
What did we miss?
Then I'm going to bring up real quick because it struck me out of nowhere this morning when I saw the news. Ex-WWE star Marty Jannetty? I don't know if I'm... Those are
quick,
hard.
Quick pause. Yeah. Does that not look like a cool movie poster?
Is that not a Boogie with a Hoodie?
That is definitely Miles.
It looks like a Boogie with a Hoodie's album cover. Look up a Boogie with a Hoodie's album cover.
I see exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, look up a Boogie with a Hoodie's album cover. That's a Boogie with a Hoodie's album cover.
But like, if you took everything that's light in that picture and made it dark, you would see...
Like, it's literally... It's like he went like from like Twitter light mode to Twitter dark mode, and then that's Boogie with a Hoodie album cover. But ex-WWE star...
Oh, wait. Yeah, I know the album you're talking about. Yeah.
Ex-WWE star Marty Jannetty, apparent murder confession sparks police investigation. Did you see this?
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
I don't understand how you didn't see this. I mean, I'm gonna warn you, the Facebook post, it's a little derogatory, a little homophobic, and a little racist in here, so I'm gonna go ahead and read it. But I just wanted to put that out there. This is not my words. This is Marty Jannetty's post from this morning.
Don't say like...
Oh, it's bleeped out. It's bleeped out. Okay. It's bleeped out.
I was about to say, let's get a little...
I've never told no one this, even my brother Gino, because Gino would have killed him, and I didn't want my brother gone. Hell, he'd only recently came home from Vietnam. I was 13, working at Victory Lane's bowling alley, buying weed from a... that worked there, and he put his hands on me. He dragged me around the back of the building. You already know what he was going to try to do. That was the first time I made a man disappear. They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. But Winnie, and he just completely changes topics. But Winnie, the girl in these pics, and he posts like three pictures down below. I likes you, which I'm thinking was supposed to be I liked you, but I likes you. So damn much. Probably my favorite, but I promised myself way back then no one would ever hurt me again. That includes you. I loved you, but you hurt me with your Jamaican rage, Jamaican jealousy. You can go your own way. I don't need you.
So this guy killed... Who is this?
Marty Jannetty. Apparently a really famous wrestler. Hold on.
Marty Jannetty. What's his, like...
He was apparently, I think Triple H, maybe, is someone he fought a couple times. I was never big in wrestling, so I had never heard of this dude before, but I was hearing...
Yeah, I have no idea who this guy
Rick,
is.
Rick Butler, obviously, is a huge wrestling guy.
Yeah.
And I heard him talking about it this morning when he was coming into the studio. But yeah, like that... That shocked me to my core. I was, and
so he killed a guy.
Yeah, apparently he killed a guy. And the way he wrote that last part of that confession also seemed like he killed whoever Winnie
that
is.
That girl, too.
I mean, he's 60 years old, so the alleged incident would have taken place around 1973, according to TMZ's article. The now Columbus Police Department in Georgia is telling us straight up, we are going to look into this. So, I mean, at least that's good. They are going to investigate, but... apparently, a spokesperson for the Homicide and Cold Case Division said the first step will be seeing if there's any missing persons or identified remain cases that match the limited information in this post. But yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he was in the WWF in the 80s and the 90s. He teamed up with Shawn Michaels on
That's who it was.
On a tag team with
yeah.
the Rockers. Whoa, so this guy is big.
Yeah, he's huge.
He was an Intercontinental Champion, a tag team champion.
Yeah, and he just confessed to a murder while also being an incredibly big piece of crap.
Wow.
I mean,
why
like,
would you...
Like, the murder, like, him confessing to murder, like, it's definitely the weirdest and most disturbing
was
part.
Was that on Facebook?
It was just a random Facebook post, man.
That is weird.
Is
he okay? Well, I mean...
No, obviously not.
His mental is off.
Very off. I mean, I can't believe we skipped over it during weird headlines because that's one of the weirdest headlines.
Take care of your chickens.
For sure, for sure. I guess that kind of puts us up against the next one. Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, this is
insane.
There's no real take to have on this. He killed somebody.
He killed somebody.
Admitted to it while also being a homophobe and racist.
Might have possibly killed someone too. Might kill the
like
second
two
person.
People, man.
But why are you?
Why
are you confessing on Facebook like unprovoked? Murder is bad. Let me hand up. Murder bad. Not a good thing he's done.
Is COVID still bad?
COVID
still sucks.
COVID equally as bad as.
What about Hitler? Still sucks.
Hitler worse than all three.
Okay, making sure.
Worst of the three.
Want to make sure your hot takes were still in line. You can't be wavering with those hot takes.
But, here's the but. You got away with it, dude.
On God.
Shut up! Like, it's bad. He should be caught. He should be arrested and convicted. But you got away with it. What are you doing?
It's like me going to a gas station, holding the gas station up at gunpoint, saying, "Hey, give me all your money." Taking the money, turning around, running,
and then posting it on Snapchat.
Completely gone. Then coming back and buying a soda with my earnings.
Like, here you go, sir. I would like this Yoo-hoo. Yeah,
man.
Like,
I don't know.
What an idiot. I mean, obviously he might be like down guilty about it or something.
He didn't seem.
He didn't seem guilty. That's the first.
With the very racist and homophobic language that was in that Facebook post.
The wording. That's the first time I made a man disappear. What was the last time?
How recent was it? How many times are there? Or is it just men?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, this just seems... It's a horrible situation back in 73. The worst part about this situation to me is just thinking that... Even if, like, this does come out to be true, 1973 is a long time ago.
A very long time
ago. Statue of limitations could definitely...
Not on murder. There's no.
There's nothing on murder?
There's no statute of limitations on murder.
Everywhere across nation?
Pretty okay. Solidly across the country. I think that's, like, the one thing that's not got a statute of limitations on it. I'm sure there's others, but from what I know, there is no statute of limitations on murder.
No, it makes sense.
So he can easily get arrested because the cops are actually looking into it.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the Columbus authorities are looking into it. I mean, I don't know. It's a terrible situation.
And he kind of like gave them a good amount of information.
I mean, he told them where he was working.
If someone from this bowling alley went missing in that time span, and if they found a body in the Chattahoochee River in that time span... That matches the identity of if it's a man or whatever. Yeah.
But he was buying weed off this dude. So my guess is if he's working there and he's buying weed off this dude's a regular selling there.
Yes.
So people probably would have known this person. So my guess is people would just assumed he got arrested or something. I mean, it's a terrible situation. Very, very bad situation. Yeah. I mean, I hate trying to point out, like, not the comedy, but the weirdness and absurdity of the situation, but it's still a terrible situation nonetheless. I guess that brings us to the end of this segment. We'll get on the other side to play some birthdays. We got me and Folky coming up.
Oh, no.
Folky, normally I talk a lot of trash about birthdays. I like you, man. And I don't think I'm going to talk a lot of trash.
You talked so much trash.
But if you beat me, I might throw something at you. So just remember that. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson on three and or overtime. Catch you on the other side. Welcome back into overtime.
Uh-oh.
Tucker is struggling, to say the least. So to stall, this is going to be a segment called Teenagers Yell at Each Other. While me and Folky get ready and psyched up for the birthday game to stall for Tucker to have more time to find birthdays. And Tucker, I'm telling you, dude, you can just do like just basic trivia, this day in history, movie birthdays, like whatever you want. Like I'm going to beat him regardless. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's Folky, dude.
He cares right
they
now.
They don't even let him talk on the drive.
Oh, no. Okay. That was mean. That was mean, what you just said.
No, it wasn't. It's facts.
I found something much better. Okay, I'm finding. Just had a jump scare. I'm starting to find some names.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Okay.
Are we playing?
No, we're not. We're not starting yet.
Do me a stow. Keep roasting Folky. I got a couple more jokes.
Just keep going. Keep going, man. I don't know any of these people.
Folky, who's your favorite person on the drive?
My favorite person on the drive.
Yeah.
That sounds like a loaded question.
It's really not. It's a straightforward question. Unless
nobody was born today.
You don't like anybody on the drive.
I like everybody on the drive.
But do you really like anybody if you like everybody evenly?
I despise this.
I'm just getting in your head, Folk.
Doesn't work
I hate
like
this
that.
So
it does. I'm in your head. I'm watching you think right now. You haven't even answered my question. Who's your favorite on the drive?
You're watching me think. You asked a question.
Who's your favorite one on the drive?
Who's my favorite person on the drive? Who's your favorite person on the drive?
Bear.
Okay.
It's easy.
Mine is Folky.
That was the right answer.
I mean, sorry, Folky.
You lost your mic. It's
my show.
It was cut. It was cut for a second.
This is my show, Folky. You think you can cut my mic on my show?
He did. Oh, he just did it again. He just did it again. Oh, that's good.
God.
That is really good.
I would say you're my favorite person on the drive, but like, are you on the drive?
I guess so.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm doing my best right now. I'm
scrambling.
I can tell you're scrambling. You were pulling a Baker Mayfield over there, just sprinting like a chicken with its head cut off. Are you ready yet?
So we're pretty much going to have to do...
God.
I'm
doing birthdays from now on.
We're going to have to do this day in history. Literally, I'll go ahead and tell you the only... We'll do one this day in history, or one birthday, and then we'll go to this day in history.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Folky, by the way, I was joking completely. Bear's not my favorite on the drive.
Okay. Here we go. He is an athlete. He is... old.
How old?
I can't find his name.
God!
He is 58 years old.
Okay.
He was an NBA basketball player. He played in New York.
Did you say you can't
Patrick
find
Ewing?
His name?
Patrick Ewing. No, Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing.
I knew his name. I couldn't find his age.
Oh.
Patrick Ewing.
58. Patrick Ewing.
Is it Patrick Ewing?
Happy birthday, Patrick Ewing. Folky, 1 point for Will. There we go. Okay, no. 1 point for Will?
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll move on to... we'll move on to this day in history. In the year 1914, on this day, in Cleveland, Ohio, the first this was installed.
It wasn't winning football franchise.
Nope.
First this. Telephone?
No. Okay.
Electricity.
It is, well, electric.
Light bulb.
The first electric
light bulb.
This.
The
no.
electric engine?
It has to do with transportation.
Car. No.
No.
Assembly line?
Nope.
Conveyor belt?
It has to do with traffic.
Red light?
Stoplight.
Will got it.
2-0!
2-0, Will? Okay.
What'd you know, Folky?
We're gonna do seven. No, we're not. What? We're gonna do five. We're gonna do a series of five because God, that
counting
was
the ones we've already done.
Counting the ones okay, we've already okay, done. Good, so 2-0 lead for.
Good.
Yeah, he clinches it with the next one. Yeah. No, we'll do seven. Screw it. I like doing seven.
God, they do better
you
be
have
good.
Seven?
If I can find seven.
If that first one was like the best zero. We got, and we're going for seven.
Ooh, even better. Okay, on this date in 1962. Somebody famous died.
That's it. Martin Luther King?
No. It was a
he died in 1962.
They were friends with the president at the time. There was a mysterious circumstance.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
What'd you know, Folky?
But we're going to seven.
Not that.
Yeah. 3-0.
Okay.
I'm gonna start trash talking a lot more. I'm going off right now.
Okay, on this day in 1974. No, that's not a good one. That one's too easy. It's an Why easy is it? One.
That's probably
oh,
good.
Oh, this one's
you don't
want to
hear a
no,
struggle.
I'm not doing that. That one's
what was
good.
It?
It's bad.
Oh.
It's a bad thing.
Oh.
Yeah, not doing that.
I think I know what it is.
How?
I'm a really big history nerd.
Oh. It was in 1992.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Okay.
Shut up, Folky. You didn't even know what the past three were.
Okay.
It's 3-0.
Yeah. It is 3-0.
Are you scrolling?
Yeah.
Give me basic trivia, dude. Do something. Just nothing happening on these days of history?
Dude, today's...
Today sucks. We're having such a good show, too.
I know. We were riding so high, and then nobody was born today. And I think that's pretty...
It's pretty messed up.
Okay. In 1964, on this day, President Lyndon Johnson asked Congress for permission to what?
Declare war in Vietnam.
It's 4-0.
It's 4-0. I wouldn't have got that.
That's it.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm really good at history and trivia and stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
I may be an idiot, but I remember things.
Okay, we got to get Folky one in here somewhere.
I don't need your pity quest.
We got to get one in here somewhere for Folky.
I mean, I think you do, Folky.
I already lost.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to be clear. This website does not skew heavily.
I'm going on the birthdays website, and I guarantee you there's like
here,
five.
I'll read them off. Do you know who Olivia Holt is?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Who is it?
It's that She's one an actress. From Disney Channel.
Yeah.
She okay, played... do you know who Carly Reese is?
No. She's a soccer player?
Josie Tota.
I don't think you're pronouncing that right, so maybe.
Tota.
Hold on. Famous.
Jesse Williams.
Yeah, that's
not
the...
Not the track. That's yeah. Jesse Owens.
Yeah, I know. Jesse Williams, the actor in Grey's Anatomy, the hot mugshot guy.
He's not hot mugshot guy.
He looks exactly like, hot mugshot guy.
Hot mugshot guy. So apparently you guys know some of these people.
Yeah, I knew Olivia Holt.
Ashley
I knew
Strong.
Youngblood.
You don't know who Youngblood is.
I...
You're just looking at the page now.
Youngblood is a big name rapper right now.
No, he's not.
Right now. I'm sorry, Youngblood's not a rapper. That's I mean he's a rapper, but he's not that good. I'm gonna sit here and say he's a big name rapper.
I mean, if all these people are YouTube star, Instagram star, Instagram star, YouTube star, YouTube star, and I've never heard of any of their names, you're not famous. Get off the famous people's birthday.
You know you can buy your own position on this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went.
Lolo Jones is on here.
Who the hell is Lolo Jones?
You don't know who Lolo Jones is?
No.
It's one of the most famous track stars of all time.
Why are they not on my page? Because they are not on my.
I'm scrolling through them right now, man. You.
They're not on here. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
God. No.
And you can organize them by profession.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to get the web stars.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get off that page.
No,
maybe
I'm
we'll do a quick
doing,
birthday game.
No, it's too late. I'm doing your job better than you.
No, you're not.
This was embarrassing. I mean, there's so many people born.
Nuh-uh.
I'm looking at them right now, man. Like, no, I just went to football players. CJ Spiller was born today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have gotten CJ Spiller.
I didn't know how to do this.
Basketball players. Anthony Edwards was born today.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Directors.
I thought this day in history went pretty well.
Alan Ferguson was born today.
I thought this went pretty well.
Singers.
I think it went pretty well.
Pete Burns was born today. Youngblood. It's really all under singers.
I think it went pretty well today.
It didn't. I'm going to continue just making fun
of... You won 4-0. Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining.
That's Will's neck. He's dead. I just broke his neck.
I wish I was as strong as a plastic bottle.
Yeah, you do.
There's no one else. I was going to give you more crap, but there's no one else on here that I can really...
Yeah, there's nothing. Going this day in history was our best option.
I guarantee you I know more this day in history than I know birthdays today, too. Like I can just go keep
let's
going through
do the,
them.
Let's do the Will Bragg Hour. Yeah, I bet I know everybody's birthday. I'm the birthday man. That's how you sound. I'm the birthday man. That's how you sound.
That's how I sound?
Yeah.
Identical.
Identical,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Will. And
I show up 13 minutes late.
Because someone wrecked Will, all right? It's a serious emergency situation.
God. Now we're just in a really bad mood.
Everybody's
that went,
just yelling at each
that
other.
That went south really quick. I started being mean to Folky. I mean, ESPN did an article about like players from projecting future Hall of Famers for all 32 NFL teams. We got like 7 minutes. You want to go through that? You want to argue that since we're already yelling at each other?
Future Hall of Famers?
Yeah, for each team.
In what sport?
Football. NFL teams. All
Patrick
32. Mahomes. Yep. No. Like, is that a guess? Like, what is that supposed to be? Are you just telling me who the picture of the article
actually,
is of?
Actually, give me, okay, while we go through the list, tell me the team name. I'll tell you who it is.
Okay, I'll give you Buffalo Bills.
Nobody.
Tre'Davious White.
Nope. Nope.
Hall of Famer?
That's a hot take.
Tre'Davious White
is... That is a seething hot take right there.
White guy... Okay, I will read you what they say, because this is actually a really good pick. Tre'Davious White has slept on insanely. White got his just due last season and was named first-team All-Pro while tying for the league lead in interceptions at 6. I mean, like, that's pretty good. And he's been a lockdown corner ever since he's been there. Patriots, really. You could probably tell me the two on the Patriots, right?
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Defensive side of the ball. Another cornerback.
Gilmore.
Yes, Stephon Gilmore.
He'll probably actually could be a Hall of Famer, yeah.
New York Jets. You won't get this one.
Well, he's gone.
No. He's still on the team.
It's not Darnold, is it?
It is not. Okay. It's a running back.
But who they would have had was
It's not Bell. It's Frank Gore.
Frank Gore's on the Jets?
Frank Gore's on the Jets. That's why I told you. You wouldn't get that one because it's Frank Gore.
What the hell?
He'll
go in as a 49er, though, for sure.
I mean, he'll just go in as a football player, honestly.
He'll just go in as a running back. They'll just put him in there and it's like, this is the Frank Gore section of the Hall of Fame.
It's like Washington football team, Frank Gore running back.
Yeah. He goes in like 8 times.
Could you tell me the Bengals player?
It's not A.J. Green.
It is not. He's second on their pick.
Joe Burrow.
It is not. He is third on their pick. It is.
Well,
he's already third.
Well, I mean, it's giving a percent of work to do and where they're at right now in terms of like 0 to 100%.
I don't know anybody on the Bengals.
Geno Atkins.
Oh, okay, yeah, Geno.
Can you tell me the Browns two players, Folky?
The Browns.
Two in the top, like the top two.
I can think of like 10.
Really?
Yeah.
You can think of like 10
with Hall of Fame.
Can you think
talent.
Of like besides Joe Thomas? Can you think of any other Hall of Famers from the Browns?
Dante Whitner.
Okay, that's a good pull. That's a good pull.
Jim Brown.
Another good pull. Yeah.
Otto Graham.
It's Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry.
Oh, that's stupid.
I mean, it's two probably solid picks out of them.
I don't know if there are two most likely to make the Hall of Fame.
Well, as of right now, as it stands, percent-wise. Like, the way this article is written is it's like, you know how in 2K or in video games where you play in My Career Mode, you have percents to where you are in the Hall of Fame? That's kind of the way they are at it. So, like, in the running for Cleveland Browns, it is 40% to 69, nice percent. Odell Beckham Jr. is in the lead. And then below them is then work to do 10% to 39% on the way there, Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett. And it kind of divvies them up through that.
That's a cool article.
It's a really well-written piece.
Who do they have other than Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs? Kelsey?
Let me find that real quick. I'm guessing you could tell me who the Texans were, the two Texan
Sean
players.
Sean Watson and J.J. Watt.
Yep. Colts had Phillip Rivers, Quentin Nelson. There's really not much debate. It's just basically the two best players or the two players who've been there the longest.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is obviously a lock, 100%.
He's
then
going to the Hall of Fame.
70% to 99% is Travis Kelce and Tariq Hill. And then would you be able to tell me the fourth player on that list? He's a defensive player, 10 to 39%.
Chris Jones.
Nope, Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, people forget
he's been pretty solid.
He has a great body of work back in Arizona,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that is
That's
true.
What a lot of people forget.
That is true. Chris Jones, yeah.
Would you be able to tell me the Raiders player? You're not going to get this one. There's no way. He played at Tennessee.
Mariota.
No.
Played at Tennessee?
Played at Tennessee.
Like University
the
of?
University of Tennessee. Plays for the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Cam Sutton.
Jason Witten. A lot of movers and shakers on the NFL rosters that a lot of people aren't knowing about.
He was still in the NFL.
Frank Gore.
Okay.
Jason Witten. A lot of more players, but this has been overtime. It's been fun.
It's been a good show.
For Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Have a great day.